by Ahead of the Curve. Read by Cyrano II. This is ground control to Major Tom, the cow said faintly. Bruce turned over on the double bed and picked up the empty husk, staring blankly and godfather-like at him from the other pillow. The voice gave up on Bowie and opted for mundane blather instead.
So, I'm eating these grapes, right? They taste kind of funny. They're probably too old.
A tongue and teeth snapped and worked away wetly down the line. Bruce took the receiver out of the cowl's ear and let it rest on the pillow beside him.
Do you think I could get drunk on these things? Maybe they're starting to ferment.
Bruce lets his eyes drift shut, and the voice filled his head like water, clogging him up and dragging him down.
I could save you some. You're only, oh...
The voice paused, and something dully percussive sounded out, a finger tapping on a lip, perhaps.
Two blocks down, one over in that quasi-brothel, quasi-boarding house, with stubble. I'm liking the stubble, by the way.
Against his will, Bruce's brow knit with a frown.
I've got Harvey's phone, you know. It was lying around in the hospital, so I thought I'd take it. It's nice. You just touch it and stuff happens.
The billionaire let the mindless babble simply wash over him, eyes dancing under his eyelids as he settled somewhere between sleeping and waking. They only opened, heavy-lidded and fixed on the stained ceiling, as a soft groan came through on the sonar. As though the voice had sensed his alarm, the sound was cut off, and an explanation quickly offered.
Hey, I need to unwind like everyone else. You can text me your requests if you like.
Bruce reached out his arm, crucifix style, and scooped his cell phone from the sloping bedside table. A few taps and Harvey's number was dialed. The phone was answered before a single ring could ring out.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Bruce lets the cell phone dangle loosely at one ear, the cowl radio at the other. The Joker in stereo. Just what he needed. He remained silent, waiting for the madman to give in to the temptation to run his mouth again.
So your request would be? Don't worry, I'm open to adventurous ideas. I mean, I got these scars when I...
Give it a rest, Bruce practically implores.
I can even send you photos if you'd like. I would use a webcam or whatever, but I haven't burned the face off anyone who has one lying around, you know?
I'm not playing this game with you. He didn't hang up, though. Of course he didn't. The voice down the line smiled at him.
Sure you are. You saying you're not playing is you playing.
The words became strangely labored, and Bruce's mind drifted in spite of himself into considerations as to why. The madman's words were lower when they sounded out again.
I bet you think I'm all nipple clamps and rubber paddles, right?
I don't know when I gave you the impression of being anything other than repulsed by you.
Who said anything about you? This is about me,
Joker insisted, pausing to let out a self-indulgent groan.
Oh, you had me at the name.
What? Bruce found himself asking.
The Batman, it's...
Joker mulled over the right word before smacking his lips together with satisfaction.
Classic. Simple. I regret Joker sometimes. It was like registering a website name. I rushed, ran in, and grabbed it because it was so short. It's so obvious.
You like the sound of your own voice, don't you?
I don't know. I'm kind of nasal. I like yours. Well-educated, smooth, refined, totally cracked. It's pretty.
So you're not about nipple clamps and paddles? Bruce Stelly reminded the other man, putting himself in mind of a world-weary sex line worker at the end of a long shift.
Nah, it's about the person. Sticking stuff into stuff and wiggling it around for a couple minutes should be funny. I mean, it looks funny. It smells funny. It sure as hell sounds funny.
The man's voice grew momentarily fainter, as Bruce was apparently treated momentarily to the sound of, presumably, hand chafing on a penis.
It's gotta be fun. I had this girl once.
She didn't take the hint from the purple coat with the orange lining, huh?
Joker's groaning was interrupted by a sharp cackle like fireworks going off. The sound rocked through the room, beginning progressively more strained and spluttering as the man apparently battled between more laughter and breathing.
So you do have a sense of humor.
You had this girl once?
Yeah,
cute little thing. Breasts, warm innards, open to anal. You know, typical girl.
Bruce felt his eyebrows rise, but kept his comments to himself.
Anyway, she was just gold plate, pretty on the outside, but boring, worthless shit on the inside. So I had to let her go.
I'm sorry it didn't work out.
Oh, sure it worked out,
Joker sniffed.
Hide of that building dealt with the situation nicely.
You've made that joke before.
Bruce has learned to separate Joker's nature into two camps. The subhuman, immoral, obscene acts he performed, and the idiotic, childish, and throwaway comments he made. Only then could Bruce think about the man's behavior without being reminded afresh of Rachel, of Harvey, and the raw, howling pain that tore through him at those memories.
I'm a stand-up. I have a set. It's your fault for being such a loyal fan that you've heard them all before.
I will never be a fan of what you do, Bruce told the voice.
Joker's breathing continued, heavy, but occasionally hitching or stuttering.
So, you're in your suit. Maybe I just blew up a box of kittens or something. The details don't matter, but...
What are you talking about?
Okay, fine. You need to believe this, so...
Joker cast around again.
I'm threatening to burn down the Wayne family plot.
Plot?
Bruce repeats with a frown.
Graveyard, you know, crypt, mausoleum, whatever you guys have.
Graveyard, Bruce agreed. There's nothing to burn.
Joker groaned, this time with grievance as opposed to lust.
What is it with you and details? Guess I shouldn't be surprised, what with your bat belt.
It's a utility belt.
I prefer bat belt. Fine. I'll salt the ground like it's Carthage.
Joker shifted. Bruce heard the man wriggle, the groan of bed springs.
I'll dig your mom up and we'll have some fun.
Bruce instantly tasted bile and forced his eyes shut, only to see the rain driving down in sheets to mix with and dilute pooled blood. The mixture had soaked into his finely tailored trousers. The knees had dried stiff and tacky against his skin in the police station.
You're a sick man.
You hiss at me, Joker agreed in an undertone. And you shove me against a headstone, nearly knock me out. I have a laugh because it's your dad's and we just chipped it doing that.
You are sick.
So, you get angrier. At yourself. At me. At everything.
Joker murmured.
Oh, and you're at your best then, when you snarl and snap and rage like a mad dog.
I thought you didn't like nipple clamps and rubber paddles, Bruce ground out, eyes trained on the ceiling and the dead, still shape of the broken fan there.
Nah, that's not kinky. That's just who we are and what we are together.
Joker insisted.
You pin me to the ground, and you punch me a couple times for what it's worth. I threaten to kiss your knuckles better. And then...
Joker slowed, dragging each word out with apparent satisfaction.
It happens.
What?
You're hard.
You're talking shit, Bruce mutters. It's a lie, and it hangs heavy between him and the voice pouring through the receiver. It's happened before. It'll happen again, easily.
Read up on Freud and come back to me on that.
Bruce wets his dried lips, and as though floating above himself, looking down at his own dazed, spread-eagled form, he sees his mouth move a fraction. So, I'm hard.
Yeah, you're hard,
Joker agreed lowly.
And you've got my arms pinned down, but I've got my legs raised up and in between yours, just rubbing a little.
I could never feel you through the suit.
You're not naked under that thing,
Joker asks, disappointed. Of course not.
Shame. You should be,
the man said, breathing ragged.
It's your real skin. Don't let anything interfere with it. You could kiss me if you wanted.
Bruce frowns with the realization that the voice on the phone is muffled. He simply left the cell phone propped up by his ear. His hand has come to rest on the zip of his jeans, fingers spread across the denim.
Would you want to? It's not necessary, but...
Amazingly, Joker appears to hear the snick of his zipper as he drags it down a few teeth at a time.
Oh, you would! I'm touched!
Joker cackled.
So, we're making out, and I figure out how that crazy codpiece works, and...
None of this would ever happen. I would knock you unconscious and leave you tied to the gates of Arkham Asylum.
That's a cop-out,
Joker sniffed.
No, I think you would eventually, because we're a rock and a hard place. There's no way around either of us, you know that. Only direction you can take is to go through me,
he snickered.
Either figuratively or literally. I'm hoping you're going to opt for literally one of these days.
You want me to climb inside you? Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre or something?
Well, if you'd prefer.
Joker breathed out.
I said I was adventurous. We'd always be together, that way.
You're disgusting.
Hey, I said I'm a lot more normal than you seem to think. I was just insinuating that you should fuck me already before you explode from all the repression like a can of soda in a hot car or some shit.
You're a poet, Bruce muttered as his hand slipped beneath his briefs, seemingly of its own accord.
So, would you want to whip yourself out, or should I? How's leather gloves on dick suit you?
Bruce sighed out his breath and let his widened eyes settle on the side of himself, delirious with bizarre but comforting despair. Hard, listening intently. Fine. Gloves are great. I love purple. Curiously, Bruce misread the slight hitch in Joker's breathing. He was expecting a childlike petulance at his own blasé tone, but instead he got an appreciative smirk.
You're cute when you're deluded, Bruce.
How am I deluded?
Thinking you're phoning this in?
The madman explained, as though it were the most obvious thing in the world.
Thinking being on a cell phone means you're somehow protected from what you're doing? I know exactly what you're doing.
Bruce almost, but not quite, made to crick his neck and study his surroundings, but stopped himself.
I don't need to see it. I've not done anything to keep an eye on you quite that closely,
Joker agreed with his guess.
I just know. I know it all.
And I know how desperate you are, Bruce said, head tilting toward the phone receiver as though to gently press a kiss on the plastic.
Oh, I'm pathetically desperate for you, sugar. And you designed a tank, body armor, and a high-tech hideout for me. Really, I don't know how we've gone this long without people writing sonnets about us.
Bruce bit down on the first groan that threatened to escape him as his hand ghosted over the head of his cock. He frowned hard at himself as he felt the heat spread through his body with each motion.
You look like a ball guy.
What? It ruined the flush of pleasure, the idiotic commentary.
You're not? Like you don't like a fondle?
You are full of shit, Jack.
Oh!
There was a very brief spate of clapping before, apparently, Joker's hands went back to more pressing matters.
Aren't we clever, Bruce Wayne? So, you're a ball guy. That's cool.
Joker's voice was getting more and more faltering.
That's... oh.
Bruce felt his toes curl a little, and when no further comment came, he found his voice. What are you doing?
Wouldn't... a pant. Wouldn't you like to know? How big are you?
6'2".
Fuck you, Wayne.
The way things were progressing, Bruce had the impression the opposite was more what Joker was counting on.
I'm banking on pretty big. Either that, or the codpiece is false advertising. Oh,
big enough, Bruce offered, with something of his reserve, cocky, billionaire bastard smirk that got him the best table in the house, even if its current occupants were halfway through their soup.
Well, well, Joker purred. Bending me over a tombstone?
Don't ruin it.
But that's what I do, and you need that from me, Joker panted. Some people have rose petals on king-size beds. We have screwing in the middle of a battlefield. Let me hear you.
Bruce felt incapable of speaking any more than a few measured, controlled, and pre-planned words now. He felt the falter in his voice, how the blood was pounding in his head, and how he wasn't himself now. He wasn't sure who that left him as, exactly. Silence, then. The least incriminating option at his disposal.
Let me hear you, Joker demanded, voice raising. You can't deny me. You should know you've tried.
Bruce bit hard at his bottom lip. His body was a lost cause, but his mind, his voice, they were still capable of suppression.
You've tried to kill me, Joker hissed. And you couldn't. You'll never stop this from happening, either.
I can try.
If you succeeded,
Joker whimpered, and Bruce drew blood from his lip at the sound.
If you did, you'd... oh, you'd be disappointed.
Shut up! The man obliged. Or at least he stopped speaking. The gentle, almost tender whimper of a groan that sounded out from either side of Bruce spoke louder than words. The billionaire felt his eyes threaten to roll back behind his closed eyelids. Mixed into the hushed little sound was the breathy sound of his own name.
Batman.
A pause. Bruce found his throat dry as a bone and swallowed repeatedly, hips bucking a little beyond his control. Within the minute, the laughter had started up again, delirious, high, and free-sounding. It encompassed him.
Ah, well.
There was the unmistakable sound of a lighter clicking, a heavy breath in and mumbled words spoken around a cigarette.
Wasn't good for you too, hot stuff.
Bruce's teeth continued to work at his lip, his hand at other parts of himself.
Major Tom, come in. Ground Control's asking you a question.
Joker took another drag before interrupting himself with another laugh.
You know, this reminds me of a joke. You haven't heard this one before, promise. So, there's this guy.
Bruce's teeth bit into the thin flesh of his knuckles as Joker growled the words at him.
And he's in the final of the World Masturbation Contest, right?
The billionaire would have rolled his eyes, had he been in any fit state to.
And he's really plucky, you know? He's put in the training, and he's got the vision, but he's nervous. The final's held at a huge arena. Everyone is watching.
Bruce's toes curled and twitched on the bedsheet.
All of his supporters see how much he's struggling. They worry. He should have this in the bag. He's meant to win. So, his biggest fan turns to the rest of the crowd of supporters and tells them they should encourage him. Rally the guy.
Bruce lets the fist fall away from his mouth with a grunt. The hand slipped down to stroke down his straining, twitching thighs instead, before pinching the flesh to leave bloodless half-moons at the joint between leg and abdomen.
So, his biggest fan?
Laughter. The sound came from Bruce's left, from his right, from behind and in front of him.
His biggest fan says.
More laughter filled Bruce up until it felt like it was clogging him up and dragging him down.
His biggest fan, he says.
The billionaire scarcely had time to still the mechanical jerk of his hand as the apartment door was kicked forcefully open. The Joker stood framed in the ruined doorway, shoulders hunched, with the coil of a wind-up toy ready to spring into action. Dressed in his shirt sleeves, the man's makeup was so ruined that Bruce could see the flush and the sweat on his face, from running or from other activities Bruce couldn't say, couldn't care.
So.
The Joker was carefully closing the door behind him, pressing the dilapidated lock back into the frame with a gentle pat. He looked solely into Bruce's eyes, ignoring the mess of the rest of him, sprawled across the double.
His biggest fan, he says.
The madman smiled around the cigarette dangling from his upturned lips.
Come on, everyone. Let's give him a hand.
The end.
If you